Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 8:40, down 3 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.98, down 7.5 on the open. September 8:14, down 5.75. December 8:33, down 7.25. On the open. May corn opened at 5.98, down 5.5 on the open. July 6.08, down 6.75. September 6.15, down 11.75. December 6.28.5, down 9.25. March 6.37, down 12.25. May 6.45.5, down 12.5. December of 2009, 5.87, down 8.5. March of 2010, 5.91.5, down 12 on the open. May beans open at 13.40, up 5 on the open. July 13.39, down 3.5. August 13.34, down 3.5. September 13.06, down 6.75. November 12.89, down 1/4. January of 2009, 12.99, down 2.75. November of 2009, 12.66, up 5.25 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3.36, down 2.50 on the open. July soybean oil opened at 61.20, down 8 on the open. June live cattle opened at 94.40, up 10 on the open. May feeders 108.05, up 12.5 on the open. May lean hogs, 81.40, up 92.5 on the open. And May bellies, 79 even, down 145 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
What are the outstanding pertinent features in the marketplace today? Is this a very much a technical trading day?
No, I think it's a look at the weather forecast trading day, especially in the corn. We saw the rapid improvement in planting pace from last week with what we thought was just a fair week to plant. And the weather forecast, GFS, weakening some of the storms for later this week in the northwestern belt and also taking out the storm in the middle of next week, I think has a great influx into the corn market today, Dave. And, of course, you know, another thing in the outside things is we are looking at bean oil maybe not taking a real big spiffy move after the palm oil was down overnight, and looking at the gold market being down $17 to $20. So a lot of those things looking into the market today.
Trade hasn't focused much on percent corn emerged. Top five states, 7.6% versus 32.6% for the five-year rolling average, and cooler than normal temperatures across the Corn Belt for, well, the next 6 to 10 days.
This is true. And also to add to that, Dave, is on two or three of the news wires that we read this morning, they said emergence hasn't always played into final yields as much as planting dates. So, but it does help if it gets out of the ground and doesn't rot before it comes up and we don't have to replant it. So, you know, we'd like to see the little warm-up of temperatures, of course, to help this crop pop and grow. We'd like to see a little warm-up in temperatures, get soil moisture up there, and also to help dry off some of this real wet ground.
Does today's technical and fundamental action suggest a seasonal top is being formed in the corn market?
Ooh, that's a big question. It could be, and I'm going to refrain to saying a top being formed. A temporary top is definitely in. Is a seasonal top in? We've got a lot of weather to go, and we've got 49% of the crop yet to plant, Dave. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that the whole seasonal top's in.
Then let's look at something a little bit more short-term and ask if you think that 584 the July or 602 the December is going to hold for the balance of the week or not.
580 on the July and 602 on the D's? Yeah, think so.
Yeah.
Actually, those are levels that I would probably become a buyer at, Dave.
So you think that some buying might occur off those levels in the marketplace?
Yes, I do.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. What are you seeing there today, sir?
Well, I think, we opened them easier. Also, this morning, we've come back quite a bit as far as the beans are going. Of course, we only had 11% of the beans planted. Still a long ways to go there. Still the thought of the very low carryout with all of the increased acres. So we've got a mixed bag compared to corn and beans here today. But, the beans showing a little resilience.
We're looking essentially at sideways consolidation on the beans.
I would think that would be a very good way to look at it here right now, Dave. I think that especially with corn being under pressure, even with the lower carryout for next year, that it'd be hard time to rally beans much with corn down like it is.
What's your trading range then for the bean market?
Oh, I think that we're in a very wide trading range. I think that if corn stays under pressure like that, as we look at the July, that 1325, up to the 1375 is probably the range we're looking at.
You want to broaden that even a little more, maybe $12.50 to $14, or is that too broad for you?
No, not really. The way the beans have moved and the way things can happen, if we'd see some different weather forecasts, they could be very much in the range.
All right. Let's look at the wheat market then, Wayne. What are you seeing there today?
A little more pressure on the wheat here today. That's coming partially out of the corn market and partially out of just as much wheat as we got coming on. The supply-demand report on Friday did not give us any real indication that we should be just running this wheat up on supply-demand and fundamentals, Dave. So, that's what we're seeing. It's just a little more erosion there.
So you're not thinking we're putting a bottom in the wheat market just yet?
No, I'm not.
Where would you suggest that the bottom might begin to form then?
I'm not, I'm going to watch the corn market more than just a point in the wheat market there because it's going to be a lot more important because I think as we get down a lot of wheat, we're going to be looking at the corn-wheat ratio as far as feed wheat.
You think that there will be a lot of that done, feeding of the wheat this year?
A lot more than last year, but that's still not as big as we'd probably like to see it.
Well, the reason I bring that up, and then does that, to what degree does that alleviate our 2008-09 ending stocks corn estimates?
Well, depending on how our wheat does go and its milling demand and food that way, I think that it could help come into consideration, Dave, quite a bit.
So what are we doing then? What are producers asking you off the opening bell today, and what are you telling them?
Basically, the phone's been rather quiet this morning, but first off is we liquidated a lot of long positions yesterday morning early. We're sitting on our hands for right now. We are looking for a point to reenter and watching the weather very closely.
And you essentially have all the marketings on that you want at this point, don't you? Why don't you let folk know where you are on your marketings for new crop?
On new crop, depending on the individual, we're anywhere from 15 to 35%, depending on what they're looking at along those lines. We're probably at 35% in the beans, and we're looking at more opportunities as to re-own some things or just be long for feed users on a dip here on this corn market.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to add today, Wayne?
We are seeing gold dip a little bit today. We're seeing crude oil just take off in the last few minutes. We're up about 70 cents now, so from being unchanged to down a little bit just a little before. So we are seeing the outside markets perk up a little bit.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. In Kansas City, July wheat at 8.33, down 10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat at 7.86 and a half, down 7. July, 7.97, down 8 and a half. September, 8.08, down 11 and three quarters. May corn, 5.90, down 13 and a half. July, 6.01 and a half, down 13 and a quarter. September, 6.13 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. December, 6.23 and a half, down 14 and a quarter. May beans, 13.40 up 5. July, 13.52 up 9 and a half. August, 13.34 down 3 and a half. September, 13.06 down 6 and a half. November, 13.03 up 13 and three quarters. June live cattle, 94.62 and a half up 32 and a half. May feeders, 108.60 up 67 and a half. May lean hogs, 81.50 up 102 and a half. And July bellies at 80.55 up 100. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We are on the web 24/7 with market analysis for you. Go to WILLAG.org. The time is 10 o'clock Central Time.